This is Stars, written by Berries and read by Flower Parish. This is a Six of Crows fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Kaz Brecker / Inej Goffa. Summary. A quiet moment between Inej and Kaz and a couple of stars above Ketterdam. It's too big, Inej says, picking at the large collar of the wrinkled shirt she's pulled over her head. It almost brushes against her knees. Kaz cocks his brow ever so subtly. The corner of his mouth lifts. It fits. She rolls her eyes. She'd make more of a fuss if it wasn't his. To know that he'd worn it perhaps once or twice makes her feel like she's tucked in a warm embrace. It smells faintly of him, just like the items he'd gifted her upon her request so she'd have something of home as she took to the seas again. One of his scarves, a black soft thing she had always coveted, a pair of thin gloves, tailor-made for her, and a man's coat that she hadn't insisted on taking, as it had been one of his favored pieces. With a heavy sigh, she sits on the edge of the windowsill and glances out of the murky window. Ketterdam's quiet as it tucks itself into bed. The lamplights on the street outside of the slat glow softly, as if they don't wish to wake anyone in the middle of the night. But Inej thinks they've dulled their glows to not outshine the stars. The stars were always the most beautiful from the slat. Pulling her sleeve up to her palm, she wipes the condensation away. Sit with me. I don't have time to sit, Wraith. Inej looks at him pointedly. Sit. With a deep inhale, Kaz walks loudly, with his cane smacking against the wooden floors in protest. She smiles, enjoying the way he tries to pretend he isn't at all pleased by the invitation. He sits tentatively on the windowsill and glances out the window. When Inej turns so she can face the night sky properly, she spies him from the corner of her eye watching her. Look at the stars, Kaz, she sighs in exasperation. When she looks at him from the corner of her eye, she finds he hasn't heeded her. Kaz. I am, he murmurs, staring at her. I am looking at the stars. Inej's cheeks heat. Turning towards the window, she clears her throat as subtly as she can. The stars tuck themselves into the fabric of the night sky, some barely visible, while others shine brightly. Did you look up at them? She asks quietly. When he remains quiet for too long, Inej inhales to startle the quiet tension building in the room. Yes, he says sincerely. Inej turns her head to look at him. He's still staring at her. I did. I did too, she says quietly. I was hoping. I did, he says. Every night. We may not coexist in the same spaces anymore, Inej, but we are under the same night sky. She smiles softly, glancing towards the window to try and stifle the happy tears blurring her vision. The sea had felt like home. The unsteady legs, the constantly wet deck. It had all felt wonderful. Free in a way every bird deserved to be. And she likes that he was there, free beneath the stars with her. Without looking at him, she holds out her hand, palm facing up. When he takes too long, she drops her hand and tries to ignore the embarrassing flush working its way up her neck. But he moves, making a small sound. When she looks at him, he's pulling his thick black glove off his hand. Holding his hand out, he wiggles his fingers and looks at her expectantly. Inej is the one to glance down at their hands. She places her hand in his, allowing him to thread their fingers and squeeze tightly. Look at the stars, Kaz, she murmurs, turning back to the window. I am, he says. In the dark reflection of the window, he's still looking at her. The end.